Its second big challenge is overseas. Besides having to fix TNT, FedEx has found itself in the awkward position of being on the wrong side of both adversaries in the Trans-Pacific trade war. In recent months, it was forced to apologise to China for diverting packages belonging to Huawei. FedEx said that this was owing to an error. Nonetheless, the Chinese government is reportedly threatening to put FedEx on its own blacklist. And the company has also sued its own government, saying it should not be deputised to police the contents of any packages it sends to check that they do not violate export bans. Besides the ugly geopolitics, global competition is also rising for FedEx. One of the biggest threats comes from Cai Niao, a Chinese rival backed by Alibaba that in 2017 pledged to invest $15 billion in cross-border logistics. FedEx claims that its own vast network, extending to 220 countries, safeguards it from such incursions. But it is not used to having tanks the size of Amazon's and Alibaba's on its lawn. Their troves of data on customers may give them an edge in the delivery wars. In response, both FedEx and UPS are investing large sums to modernise their fleets and expand their delivery hubs. But though FedEx's revenues of almost $18 billion in the last quarter have nearly caught up with UPS's, its profit margins are weaker and it is generating less cash. That worries investors. It could seek to reassure them by reducing purchases of costly items like aircraft or combining two of its independent businesses in America, FedEx Express and FedEx Ground, to cut costs. But it has rejected both ideas, insisting it is best to invest in growth.